Grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this evening. Amen. After the Great Fire of 1966 that leveled London, the world's most famous architect, Christopher Wren, was commissioned to rebuild St. Paul's Cathedral. One day, in 1671, Christopher Wren observed that three bricklayers were on a scaffold. One was crouched down, one was like half standing, and one was standing tall, working very hard and fast. To the first bricklayer, Christopher Wren asked the question, "What are you doing?" To which the bricklayer replied, "I'm a bricklayer. I'm working hard laying bricks to feed my family." The second bricklayer responded, "I am a builder. I'm building a wall." But the third bricklayer, the most productive of the three and the future leader of the group, when asked the question, "What are you doing?" replied with a gleam in his eye, "I'm a cathedral builder. I'm building a great cathedral to the Lord Almighty." So this story illustrates the difference between having a job and being part of a ministry. That first bricklayer had a job, and that job helped him to feed his family. Lots of us have had jobs. Maybe you worked at a fast food restaurant to have spending money through college, or maybe you took a part-time job early on in your marriage to make ends meet while your spouse was finishing their degree. I mean, there's lots of different jobs. Sometimes you have a job during high school just so that you can start to learn how to deal with your finances. And there's nothing wrong with having a job or having multiple jobs for a certain period of time. In fact, the financial coach Dave Ramsey says he encourages people who are getting out of debt to take another job so that they can get out of debt faster. But Ramsey also helps people to see the difference between having a job and having a career. You can have a few jobs before you have your career. You might have many jobs in your lifetime, but a career should be something that you can depend on long term, that you can pour yourself into. What are some jobs people around here have? Some careers that people around here have. You might have your career in farming, while other people just sort of have a job that they have to help on the farm every once in a while. There's a difference. Your career might be farming. You might be a bank teller. You might be a teacher. You might be a pastor like me. There's lots of different careers that you can have. Your career is something that will hopefully bring you a lot of joy and make a difference in the world, even if that's a very small little difference in the world. It still matters. But it'll give you a sense of community with the people you work with, a sense of belonging, and it will not only provide you money to survive, but an opportunity to excel in a certain area of your life. However, I believe that to become a resilient disciple of Jesus Christ and to find meaning and purpose in your life, having a career isn't all that God wants for you. To live an abundant life by the power of the Holy Spirit, you need something more, a call from God, a ministry. Tonight, I'll be sharing with you the difference between a job, a career, and a ministry. A ministry sometimes is also called a vocation, and this comes from the word, it's a Latin word, voce, which means like to speak or to call. The concept is that God calls us to do certain work in this world. Not just to serve ourselves by bringing in money, not just to give us something to do or to make a difference in the world, but to serve other people, to bring meaning and purpose to our lives, something that He has specifically called us to do. I mean, everyone needs money to survive, but I believe that God knows a deeper truth. We all need a sense of purpose and a call from God to thrive, to really thrive in our life. Not just survive, but thrive. If you are working hard at your job, working hard at your career, but you don't sense that God is a part of that work, you are still going to feel less than satisfied. No matter how much power you attain, no matter how much money you get. However, you might have a job that others don't really think that much of. And yet, if you feel God calling you to do it, you're going to be happy and fulfilled in that vocation, because that job for you is a ministry. And I can't tell you what your call should be. Martin Luther talked about how at the time, women who were homemakers, he would say that their job, their call was a very important one, because at the time, the church said, only calls that really mattered were if you were a monk or a nun or a priest. And Luther would say, you know what? If you're a stay-at-home mom and you're changing those diapers at home, that you could see that as just as important as the Mother Mary changing Jesus' diapers. Like, it was that important. Now, I've got to say, I've tried to, force myself to feel that way changing a diaper. Never felt it. Maybe that's just not my call. But that doesn't mean I still don't have to do the job, okay? Sometimes, okay? But there are some times that people really have this calling, and they do these jobs that you might think, oh, I would hate to do that, and they do it with a smile on their face. This is something I read a long time ago. It was like a survey they did at Disney World, I believe it was. And what they did, they were trying to find out what made the housekeepers, like the maids, be the best maids that they were. The ones that were like the top 5% of the people that cleaned the rooms at Disney World resorts. What made them so good at what they did? And what they found was that the ones that did such a great job, ever since they were little, had wanted to be maids at Disney World. can you imagine? Did you grow up with that dream? Probably not. But if you did, even doing a job that maybe some people wouldn't like, you would be amazing at it. That's what a call is. Doesn't matter what the job is. It matters what the call is. Now, when two of Jesus' disciples, James and John, spoke to Jesus about sitting on his left and his right, Jesus has made it clear that gaining power and authority over people, that should not be our primary goal as disciples of Jesus. In fact, he said, whoever wants to become great should be a servant. And if you wanted to be first, that means you'd really need to be last. You'd have to be the slave of everybody. Jesus was teaching them how to be resilient disciples, and that it wasn't going to happen the way society usually talks about it. It's not by controlling other people, but through serving other people. In fact, that's how we all become stronger disciples, through humble service to other people. Jesus then explains he's not just telling them to do this. He's asking them to just follow him while he does it, because he's going to live his life the same way. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So he says, don't just listen to me, do what I do. Follow me, because this is how I'm going to live out my life. I think society, intentionally or not, it tricks us into believing that more income, more influence will make us happy and make us feel successful. But there's always a trap in that success. You might find that you have exchanged your life for temporary pleasures, and that you've missed out on the things that really matter in the long run. And there's lots of stories that I could have picked out about someone who lived their life, got to the top echelon of their business, and they said they missed out on time with their family. They missed out on their life. Because while they got everything that society said that they should have wanted, they didn't get the things that really mattered in the end. 1 Timothy chapter 6, I think, I didn't write down, but St. Paul says, Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they can take hold of the life that is truly life. I think that's really cool. They can get a life that really matters. That's truly life. I mean, if you save up millions of dollars in your retirement accounts, you're going to be one of the people that's most worried when the stock market goes up and down. It's just going to bother you a lot more because you have a lot more to lose. If you buy yourself a huge mansion somewhere, you're going to be worried about the property taxes. You're going to be worried about someone breaking in and stealing all your stuff. If you make your way up the corporate ladder, you're always going to be worried about that talented and ambitious person climbing up right behind you who could take your place if you make a mistake. Instead, Jesus says, we need to be focused on learning how to serve other people. We need to train one another, in fact, in how to help others succeed. Instead of becoming the hero of our own stories, we need to recognize how satisfying it is to coach others into success so that Jesus can become the hero of all of our stories. Then, no matter what our circumstances become, when you trust in Jesus, you will be secure. And no matter what you do to make money, no matter what you do in your career, I don't care what it is, you will feel God's call on your life. And your life will take on a meaning and a purpose, and you'll feel it behind everything you'll do. And then you'll know that you're not just working for treasures that are going to be temporary and going to go away one day, but that you're working for something that matters, because you know that God is working in you and through you to make a difference in the lives of other people. Amen.